19WNTI.
Public radio from Centenary College.
Where great music lives.
Further on down the road, babe, you will accompany me. Further on down the road, baby, you will accompany me. And I think back, love was like a sun. Don't remember no dark days, remember the warm, warm fun. Further on down the road, baby, you will accompany me. The fools in life, oh woman, a happy fool I would rather be. Oh baby, I'll be glad to learn from you. And darling, I know you'll be glad to learn from me. If we get down, things get sad, cheer up each other and grin, 'cause things just ain't that bad.
Fools in life,
happy fool I would rather be. One step at a time. 'Cause woman, you have given me so much, just to ease this stubborn old aching heart of mine. I don't care where they came from, don't care what they might say. Woman, you've been loving in my corner all of the way. Day by day,
day by day,
a magical kind, 'cause it's flowing all the time.
Ooh.
Further on down the road, babe,
down the road, babe,
you will accompany me. Further on
down the road,
down the road, you will accompany me. Your love was like a sun. I don't remember any cold days, just remember the warm, warm fun.
Further
on
down
the road, baby, you will accompany me. Oh, baby, oh, darling. Darling, oh baby, oh baby, oh darling, oh baby, oh baby, oh baby, oh darling.
Thank you.
And that was Eric Clapton from his most recent studio album, Old Sock. And that was a song called Further On Down the Road. That was written by Taj Mahal and Jesse Ed Davis. And Taj Mahal guested on harmonica and banjo on that. And hey, this is 91.9 WNTI, public radio from Centenary College, where great music lives. And I'm your host, Gary Ault. You're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. And that's what we're going to be playing for the next hour, is everything has Eric Clapton on it, whether it's one of his records, Cream, Derek and the Dominoes, or some other person that he's guesting with, or maybe a concert appearance or whatever. A full hour of Eric Clapton, and we don't even have to break the law to do it. The law says you can't play more than three tracks per artist in a three-hour period if you're going to stream. I know it doesn't make sense, but that's the way it is. So we're going to do it. That is, we're going to play it, do it without breaking the law. So, hey, you know, with the old Cavern show that everybody liked, you know, the Beatles show, we used to do a trivia question almost every week. I mean, for like two solid years. I think I only missed like 3 or 4 weeks. And it went from just the question, you know, and an answer and, you know, bragging rights that you got to be mentioned on the radio to actually having, you know, some sort of a gift certificate if you got the right answer. And I've been thinking of somehow resurrecting that idea. And a few people have suggested it, and I'm just not sure how to do it, because even though I'm much more familiar with the life of Eric Clapton than I am of the Beatles, although I'm, you know, a big Beatles fan as well, the Beatles, it just seems like there's tons and tons of trivia. There's just like every song you can think of something, you know. With Eric Clapton, I can't really think of anything that would really be a good question with a good answer. I could probably think of it. You can maybe call in with suggestions. But I did come up with one that has to do with what we just heard. And I thought, well, you know, we're not at the point where I have some gift certificates to hand out or something like that. But if you wanted to give us a call, and the number, by the way, is 908-852-4545. 908-852-4545, but don't call yet because I haven't asked the question. So your call will go to waste in that case. I'm not going to have a gift certificate for you, but, you know, we'll mention it on the radio that so-and-so got the question right, and, you know, maybe one of these days we'll come up with more questions and do the old idea. I don't know. We'll see. So the question is, that album is called Old Sock. There's a little bit of a story behind the name of that album, and it has to do with a note that Eric sent to someone, and then that person sent the note back. So the question is, who did Eric send the note to who sent the note back that resulted in the name of the album being Old Sock? 908-852-4545. Now we're going to play a version of River of Tears that I think is absolutely killer. See if you don't agree with me.
Saw you on today. my face. About half a mile to the downtown bar, and I ran from in disgrace. Lord, how long am I gonna keep on running? 7 hours, 7 days, 7 years. All I know is since you've been gone, I feel like I'm drowning in a river.
Drowning in a river.
I have.
We'd like to bring on the first.
I really have no idea what to play after that. I had a whole bunch of things queued up, but I mean, that just takes my breath away. I just don't know what to do. I guess I'm just gonna take a break, and then we'll, you know, because anything after that is going to be, well, I guess Clapton can outdo himself, but I don't know. Anything I can think of to play is going to be like anticlimactic after that, so I don't know. I'm just going to take a break. I'll tell you what that was. That was Eric Clapton at the concert for the benefit of the Crossroads Center at Antigua, and that was him playing River of Tears, a song that originally appeared on the Pilgrim album, which was a sort of electronic album. And boy, it doesn't sound anything like the way he plays it live. That just, I don't know. I'm at a loss for words. So anyway, we're going to take a break and we'll come back with some more music. I don't know what, but something.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Renotis, your host for the Sinatra Hour, WNTI's weekly showcase of America's greatest and most beloved popular singer. Sunday mornings from 11 to noon, I play the full range of Frank Sinatra's music, from his early days in the big band era to his classic recordings of the 50s, 60s, 70s, and beyond. So join me, Bob Renotis, every Sunday morning at 11 for the Sinatra Hour, right here on 91.9 WNTI, public radio from Centenary College.
Dr. Gary Vandervliet of Advanced Dental Care of West Morris, located in Hastings Commons on Squeeze Mountain Road in Hackettstown. Dr. Vandervliet offers a variety of dental services, including dental implants, single-visit crowns, and cosmetic dentistry. More information available at thehightechdentist.com or by phone 908-852-8858.
The Bourbon Street Blues Festival returns on Saturday, May 17th to Memorial Park, Bunnville Road in Califon, New Jersey. Two stages, vendors, kids' activities, beer and wine, all benefiting local community organizations. Performers include Samantha Fish and Back from Florida, performing their newly released album, The Levesies, Lee Del Rey, The Bob Lanza Band, The New Civilians, and more. Free parking, motorcycle friendly. Information available at bourbonstreetbluesfest.com. It's a festival. It's a party.
There's water in the times too. Sweet dreams, good times, getting back to Molly, yeah. Getting back to Molly, yeah. Getting back to Molly, yeah. Hitchhike, walk another mile. Hitchhike another mile, getting back to Molly, yeah. Getting back to Molly, yeah. Getting back to Molly, yeah. Time is love time, getting back to Molly, yeah. Getting back to Molly, yeah. Getting back to Molly, oh yeah.
WNTI, where great music lives.
What time? Eric Clapton. Thank you. Yeah.
my baby. Ooh, where she gone? Where she gone? I just don't know. Well, if you should see my baby. Yes, please tell her that I love her so. Yes, no, no.
John Mayall and the Blues Breakers with Eric Clapton from that classic album from early 60s, mid 60s, 66 actually. Yeah, so that's Have You Heard. We started that set off with Aretha Franklin from the album Lady Soul. We heard Good to Me as I Am to You. And maybe you can guess who's playing the guitar solo on that. That was during Cream's, it was 1968, and they were, I think, on probably their second tour of America. I'm not sure. But basically, Sir Amit asked Eric if he could sit in with Aretha on that song, and he happily did it, and that's the result. That's actually my favorite example of Eric's contributing to someone else's album. Completely blows me away. I mean, Aretha's vocals are just like unsurpassable, but Eric manages to throw in a great guitar solo. And then we heard music from Free Creek. That was a song called Getting Back to Molly. Free Creek was they called it like a super group or super session. Or I don't know. But it was just a bunch of people like Dr. John and Jeff Beck, I think. Let's see. Let me just look the article up here. And Eric Clapton, of course. They just didn't want to really, you know, really. And Keith Emerson, Mitch Mitchell, Linda Ronstadt. In some cases, they published the name of the individual, like Dr. John. But Eric Clapton was called King Cool on that album. And A.N. Other was Jeff Beck. So, you know, they hid some of the people, but not all of them. So that was Getting Back to Molly from music from Free Creek. And let's get back to the playlist now. And, and then we heard Sitting on Top of the World from Cream from the Goodbye album. And again, finished up with Have You Heard from John Mayall and the Blues Breakers. This is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College, where great music lives. And you're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. And I'm your host, Gary Ault. So we're going to take a short break and come back. Probably going to play something from Robbie Robertson. How does that sound?
Hi, this is Helen Forrester. I'm really excited about this week's show. We've got the deliciously talented indie band Tennis with us. Plus, from England, singer-songwriter Neil Halstead. And a really great Achievement Award story. All this week in E-Town. Wednesdays at 9 p.m. right here on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
Napa Auto Parts, located on Willow Grove Street in Hackettstown, New Jersey, offering auto parts for foreign and domestic vehicles. Napa is open Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and on Sunday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. More information can be found online at NapaOnline.com or by phone 908-852-5080.
Saturdays are sizzling at Centenary Stage with our Summer Jam Fest series. Kicking off the series is the legendary new Gene Krupa Orchestra on July 12th at 8 p.m. Next up, The Birth of a Diva, Alice Tan Ridley. This America's Got Talent finalist will blow you away with her raw vocal power and charm on July 19th at 8 p.m. Then unpack your bell bottoms for a tribute to the Bee Gees on July 26th at 8 p.m. After getting your groove on, get out your beachwear and listen to Good Vibrations of the Beach Boys on August 2nd at 8 p.m. An unforgettable performance by Bobby Caldwell and his big band will wrap things up on August 9th at 8 p.m. Tickets for Summer Jam Fest range from $25 to $35, or get all five events for $135. Call the box office at 908-979-0900 or visit us online at centenarystageco.org. Don't miss the Centenary Stage's Summer Jam Fest series July 12th through August 9th at the Lackland Center.
Thank you. outside in the pouring rain. We're in the darkness where the dreaming starts. If I end up begging like a dog, does it make me any less than you? Why should I stand here? Thank you.
And that was Eric Clapton with Knock on Wood from Behind the Sun. And if you didn't notice, if you didn't recognize the voice, well, that was Phil Collins. He's all over that album. And before that, we heard Robbie Robertson from his album How to Become Clairvoyant with the song that was co-written by him and Eric Clapton, Fear of Falling. And that also featured not only Eric on guitar, but also Steve Winwood played on that, which hopefully will satisfy our friend Tim from Stillwater, who was talking about a Steve Winwood accompaniment on the new Old Sock album. Couldn't get to that, but we did play that. So, hey, I have an answer to the trivia question. And the question was the Old Sock album. There's a story behind the title of that album, and it has to do with another person who happens to be a rock star who Eric corresponded with, and then that person corresponded back and gave him the idea for the album. And here is the story. Let's see. Let me just pull it up from the Where's Eric? Where's Eric? Not Erica. Where's the Eric? Website. Let's see. So So when he was recording that, I can't find it now. Okay. So he sent a message to David Bowie for his recent single, Where Are We Now? He basically complimented him on the beauty of the song. And Bowie replied in a note referring to his Old Sock. He said, thanks, Old Sock, referring to Eric Clapton. So Eric thought, hey, that's a cool sounding title for my new album. And he asked Bowie if he could use that name. Not that he really had to ask permission, but he did. And Bowie gave his blessing. So that's the name of the album, Old Sock. And that picture on the front cover that you don't even know who it is unless you really look carefully. And even then it's like, who is this guy? Some old guy in Miami, I guess. Well, it's Eric Clapton taking a selfie with his iPhone, I believe. Taken on his iPhone in Antigua, actually. It's not not in Miami. And that's the correct pronunciation of Antigua, by the way. And I know that from my friend Terry correcting me earlier. So thank you for that. I think I had said Antigua, which is totally incorrect. So we're going to carry on. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't tell you who got the question right. I'm not used to doing this anymore. Vanessa from Denville. And if that name sounds familiar, you're probably familiar with Amy the Rock and Roll Doctor doing the Vanessa Hot Tuna Spotlight of the Day or Song of the Day, whatever it's called. That's the Vanessa. And she was the first one to call. Would have gotten a gift certificate if we were giving them away, but we might resurrect that soon. But we also got a call from Willie. From West Milford, and Willie is a member of the band Wet Cat. So it's Willie and Wet Cat from West Milford. So both had the right answer. So thank you so much for calling in. So now we're going to play, let's see, I think we have time to play something from, now I got all mixed up, and I don't remember what it is that we're going to play. Something from Derek and the Dominoes, from what would have been their second album that they were working on around the time that they broke up. So Derek and the Dominoes.
Change.
All right. Yes. So that was Derek and the Dominoes from the album. Well, not from an album. It's on the Layla and Other Assorted Love Songs 40th anniversary. I had to think about it because it's the 25th, I think, and the 20th. I don't know. There's a bunch of the retrospectives and stuff like that. So that was Roll It Over, a song that they were working on at the time that they finally called it quits. So I'm going to put on something in the background here as we. That's Cream. I keep playing this for you. One of these days I'm going to play it all the way through without me talking over it so you can hear it. I mean, there's nothing sensational about it, but it's part of the soundtrack to the Savage Seven. So this is Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton, and I'm your host, Gary Ault, here at 91.9 WNTI. And so up next is E-Town, and tonight the special guests will be Tennis and Neil Halstead. And after that, Mike the Hippie. And after Mike the Hippie, we can expect to hear Keller's Cellar with Keller Williams. So I'm going to let this play. It just repeats over and over again anyway. So we're going to take it out with Desert Ride from Cream, the soundtrack to Savage 7.
Listening to member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.